How can we not believe in the greatness of America? How can we not do what is right and needed to preserve this last best hope of man on earth?
From Wall Street to Main Street,
we believe free market capitalism is the best path to prosperity.
The Larry Kudlow Show,
where money meets politics.
He's a former associate director with President Reagan's Office of Management and Budget.
He's a CNBC news host. And right now, he's on the radio. Call 1-888-KUDLOW-2. Now, it's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. Pleasure to be back with you. Old friend of mine, one of Wall Street's absolute top number one economic and investment strategy forecaster, has got a new book out. I'm talking about Ed Yardeni, Dr. Ed Yardeni, president now of Yardeni Research. That's Yardeni.com. Previously, economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and the U.S. Treasury. But I also want to say, I want to repeat, Ed Yardeni and I don't know what we were, friendly rivals, but we're mostly friends. Down through the years, 80s, 90s, there were three names at the top of the list of the institutional all-star team going back. One was Ed Hyman, the other was Ed Yardeni, and the other one was a wacko named Larry Kudlow. So you're going to get some great stuff here. Ed has a new book. It's called Predicting the Markets, a Professional Autobiography. Ed, first of all, welcome back. Always great to have you on the show.
Larry, thank you so much, and congratulations on your new post in Washington, D.C. Very exciting.
Thanks. Appreciate that. So, Ed, what do you see out there? Let's talk for a moment about predicting the markets. I mean, what do you see? What are the big themes as you see the world?
Well, for stocks and bonds, the key issue always has been and always will be inflation. Recessions come and go. They don't last very long. Sometimes it can feel like we're in a doomsday scenario, but recessions pass, and they're not that as frequent as economic expansions. And so the big issue for both stocks and bonds today is inflation. If inflation makes a comeback, we're going to have a problem in the bond market, then we'll have a problem in the stock market on a valuation basis. But I think there's some very, very powerful forces out there that have been really in place for almost 40 years now that have brought inflation down and will probably keep inflation down. And so I do think that we're in the process of seeing more normal interest rates, and so the bond yield could go to 3-3.5%, and the Fed could have some more tightening to do. But that should be it. And in that kind of environment, we don't get a boom. We just get continued economic expansion, which then means we probably won't have a bust anytime soon, which is good for earnings, and we'll keep valuation levels high. So I remain bullish on stocks, and on bonds, I think you could get hurt a little bit in the near term. But overall, if you bought the bonds right a few years ago, you could probably keep earning the coupon.
Eddie, let's go back to the earlier point about inflation, and you said for 40 years. I mean, I'm going to guess, since the Reagan-Volcker disinflation, which was, I guess, ended in 82, 83.
Right.
But really, you're right. If you go through the 80s and 90s and the 2000s and now the 2010s, we have really, it's been 2% inflation or thereabouts.
Yes.
For a long time. Why is that? You and I were brought up in an era in the 70s when inflation was, double digits and had a catastrophic impact on stocks and the economy. What is there a single factor, a couple of big factors that have held inflation down all these years?
Well, Larry, way back when, I think we were also all taught and believed that inflation is a monetary phenomenon, mm-hmm. that it just really depended on what the money supply was doing. And then we realized that it was very hard to get a stable and definable measure of the money supply, and Volcker tried monetarism for a while and then abandoned it. Look, I think there's some very powerful structural forces here that suggest that inflation isn't just a monetary phenomenon. I tell you the truth, Larry, over the years I've become a microeconomist rather than a macroeconomist. I think a lot of what's important and interesting is going on at the microeconomic level. With all due respect to the macroeconomists that are in Washington and think they can run things, globalization has been a key element in bringing inflation down. Globalization is not a new phenomenon. Globalization is another way to say this is what happens during peace times. During peace times, national markets get integrated. There's more free trade. And free trade, I know it's very controversial now, but at the end of the day, what you really care about is, are the consumers benefiting from the result? And as long as consumers are doing so, then from that perspective, that's a plus. And for all the angst about secular stagnation, the reality is that wages actually have been rising faster than prices. And they've been doing it for the past 15, 20 years that people have been talking about secular stagnation. And that really doesn't have to do much with Washington policies. It has to do a lot with competition and globalization. Another very powerful factor is technological innovation. We all can see how disruptive it is. And it's fundamentally disinflationary, if not actually deflationary. Anybody in business today has got to think that no matter what industry they're in, they could have their business model seriously disrupted by technological innovation. And finally, there's aging demographics. As the demographic forces have created older populations, people are living longer and fertility rates are below replacement, societies just don't have that kind of inflationary impulse that you get when there's a lot of young people and a lot of policies that try to employ them.
Ed, you know, you talk about aging. You're kind of talking about us, aren't you? You and me?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say that on the front cover of my book, I didn't put my current picture, so it's sort of a picture of an aging bull. This is what happens over the years.
I just saw you. You look great. You look great. We're all great. We're all great. God bless. We're all here. Still kicking. People, let's take the David Stockman scenario, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The sky is falling because we have too many deficits and too much debt. That's been his mantra now for many decades.
Yep.
It's got to cause inflation, skyrocketing interest rates,
right,
plunging economy. But it hasn't.
Well, I'm not into faith-based economics. I'm not a preacher. I don't do morality. I don't do, you know, are these policies good or bad? I'm an investment strategist. I do bullish or bearish. I'm an empiricist. Mm. And as somebody who's conservative, being conservatively inclined, I would much rather see us running much smaller federal deficits and have less debt. But again, looking at it objectively, the reality is the deficits and debt have really not gotten in the way of the stock market. Market's done extremely well, and they so far have not created an inflation problem. I mean, if you look back at the past 8 years, if we had been unlucky and inflation really made a comeback, then we'd be looking at an entirely different scenario, and we'd all conclude that monetary and fiscal policies aren't working and they're creating too much inflation. But that just hasn't been the case. I guess no matter whether you agree or disagree with what's going on in Washington, it may very well be that the microeconomic forces that are out there are so powerful that they can overcome some of these things which people are concerned about. So at the end of the day, I'm an entrepreneurial capitalist, and I think there's a lot of entrepreneurial capitalism in our economy and on a global basis that are doing a great job of keeping a lid on inflation and bringing consumers the very best goods and services at the lowest prices.
We're talking to Dr. Ed Yardeni. His latest book is called Predicting the Markets, a Professional Autobiography. You ought to go out and buy it. Ed, last one. How long can this bull market continue? And even though it's been slow-based, the economy has been growing for quite some time. Mm-hmm. It may speed up, but how long can these positive up cycles last?
Well, as long as we don't get an inflationary boom, then odds are this continues. And maybe we just kind of have rolling recessions. We had a rolling recession roll right through the energy sector in 2015, and we came out of that in good shape. The retail industry is going through a rolling recession and a lot of restructuring going on there. Maybe this is kind of the new business cycle. I don't want to say it's a new era, But again, just being looking at it empirically rather than judgmentally, this could last a while.
But the sky's not falling, in your view.
The sky's not falling, no. And, you know, one of the themes of my book is that economists are taught that their profession is about allocating scarce resources, and that's really nonsense. Technological innovation always creates new resources that replace the ones that are in short supply. So the Malthusians were wrong ever since Malthus espoused his theories, and they'll continue to be wrong.
I love that. I just love that. By the way, just a few days ago, I communed with Professor Schumpeter. I communed with him, and he said, no, make sure there's lots of rewards and incentives for entrepreneurs. The new will replace the old,
absolutely,
and we'll all come out best. I love that stuff. I think you're dead right.
Well, that is an underlying theme of my book. I basically admit that I'm an entrepreneurial capitalist, and the reason I use the word entrepreneurial is to differentiate myself from crony capitalists.
Right.
Look, Larry, I think there's only two economic systems. There's capitalism and there's corruption. And the capitalism I'm in favor of is entrepreneurial capitalism.
Wonderful.
But,
wonderful. Wonderful. I just think you're so spot on. Eddie, I think you get better with age. How's that? You get better with age. Folks, that's Dr. Ed Yardeni, Predicting the Markets, a Professional Autobiography. That's his latest book. Just click right through on Amazon to get Ed's wisdom. Thank you, Ed Yardeni. Come back right away. We're going to talk to somebody who used to work for the Securities Exchange Commission, the SEC. Have we actually dodged future financial crises or not? I'm Kudlow. Stay with us, please.
The Larry Kudlow Show.